Thank you, Chairman. Today's forum, I think we heard of various workforce challenges, but in the interest of time, I just want to refer to two of them. Firstly, the acute shortage of workers with the skills and know-how needed by the fast-growing sectors of the economy. And yet, on the other hand, there's a surplus of lower-skilled workers, particularly in the rural areas. Such mismatch between the supply and demand for skills in the labour market is not unique to Vietnam. Singapore too faces similar challenges in ensuring that our workers have the necessary skills needed to support the economy. While we prepare workers for their jobs as best as possible during their years in school, we must recognise also that with rapid changes in the economic landscape, skills quickly lose their relevance with time. Therefore, continuing education and training of the workforce to equip them with appropriate skills must be a key priority, not just for Singapore, but for Vietnam and many other countries indeed. Allow me a few minutes to relate Singapore's experience in this area. I couldn't agree more with Ms. Hanaf when she spoke about the importance of lifelong learning. Indeed, this is the premise upon which Singapore's continuing education and training framework is based. In Singapore, continuing education and training, or what we refer to as CET, is spearheaded by the Singapore Workforce Development Agency, a statutory board which is set up in 2003. This is an agency that is dedicated to drive our CET efforts and to build up the CET infrastructure in Singapore. Our CET infrastructure is built upon a national skills qualification framework that confers industry-recognized skills to help workers maintain currency. We refer to this as the Workforce Skills Qualification System. This is developed in close consultation with the industries and the unions so that the skills required are validated by employers. Employers and unions are therefore actively involved in the design of our CET programs. We believe that this is a key prerequisite for an effective workforce skilling framework. It is not merely training for training's sake, but training for the needs of the industry, and which takes into account the existing skills of the workforce. So what we have is different workforce skills qualification systems for different sectors, and this is developed in consultation with the industry. Another pillar of our CET framework is what we call the employability skills system. This trains our workers in basic employability skills, such as workplace literacy, workplace numeracy, and the use of IT skills, so as to prepare them ready for work. The training are heavily subsidized by the Singapore government. Trainees usually pay only 10% or 20% of the course fees, while employers can also claim wage compensation when their workers are sent for training. The Workforce Development Agency works closely with the partners from the industry and training providers to set up what we call sectoral CET institutions. With these CET institutions covering various sectors, our workers can easily upgrade within the industry or make career switches from one industry to another. WDA also undertakes employment facilitation for key growth sectors so that workers can take hold of opportunities from sectors that are rapidly growing. An example of this is the rapidly booming tourism industry in Singapore. To conclude my remarks, it's heartening to note that the Vietnamese government has rightly identified training as one of the key priority areas. There's a need for Vietnam to raise the training participation of its workforce, and more importantly, to ensure that training is appropriate and aligned to what the industry needs. It's encouraging that the government has embarked on measures and set targets to raise the quality and qualification of its workers. This includes expanding the number of workers to be put through vocational training and shifting the emphasis of vocational training to focus on practical skills. To implement these initiatives more effectively, I think Vietnam will do well to strengthen the partnership of its state with employers and workers' organizations, and also the linkage between the training institutions and industry. Thank you.